Good evening, and welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis, every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio, where if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, March 17, 2007, we will be interviewing Ed Ayala, CEO President of The Healthy Shopper at www.4hotbody.com. That's the number 4hotbody.com. With over 28 years of experience working with health food stores, pharmacies, hospitals, and licensed professionals, MDs to holistic practitioners, Ed has an insider's knowledge of the natural health industry and deep commitment to health and care of people worldwide. His company goal is to provide products, services, and new technologies that create a healthier and happier lifestyle. Ed's intentions are to make available products that work and to do it with integrity and for the sole purpose of helping others achieve a longer and healthier life. Stay tuned, listeners. This will be yet another very enlightening show. To call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for your national callers, it's 530-876-3222. And as always, please be sure to have a pen and paper ready to write down any useful information you will hear on The Simple Truth tonight and every Saturday night. Be sure to check in for updates on our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. That's the number 2, the word behealthynow.com. And be sure to listen to our past shows at the BBS Radio Archives. For any questions, feel free to contact our host anytime at sacredtech@cox.net. Now, for those out there trying to stop truth and light, here is our disclaimer. Do not take the word of our host, announcer, or the word of any of our guests when it comes to your health, your knowledge, or your freedom and rights. This show and its websites and BBS Radio and its websites cannot nor will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved for the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for your educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious, and I repeat conscious, family doctor or a conscious family lawyer. Always search for yourself, educate yourself, and you will discover the truth in anything you want. Stay in the light, seek, and ye shall find. Well, let's get started with tonight's show. Here is our host, Jeff Lewis.
Good evening, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to now our 11th show here on BBS Radio. And I want to get started right away. Ed, it sounds like you and I are almost on the same path.
Yes, we are. It was a pleasure getting to know you recently, and after I looked at your webpage, you're right. We are very close in the way, the path that we are following.
I remember you made a comment. You said you couldn't stop laughing at the similarities.
Well, because I actually had one of your devices we're using for my liquid products. I found that there was a device out there that actually charges the products, and you could see it under a microscope, and didn't know that you were the one who actually created it. And I'm always looking for technology to enhance my products and make them better.
Interesting how spirit brings those conscious together, isn't it?
It is.
Well, let's talk about your company and what you're doing with liquid vitamins and minerals. You have a new technology now. Let's talk a little bit about that. I guess part of it is that Vital Kinetic Life. I've never had a chance to even ask you about that yet, so I will ask you tonight.
Is that my machine?
That is your machine.
Wow, that's cool.
That's so cool.
Wow.
And the other one is Advanced Liquid Technology. Let's start there. Well, what is Advanced Liquid Technology?
Well, let me begin with, first of all, I had over 28 years in this industry, and a good portion of that actually selling or working as a sales representative for various companies, traveling all over Southern California, Arizona. And I found out that most people sell tablets and capsules, and it just simply made sense to me that liquids would be better absorbed. And so I started going down that road.
And easier to take, of course. I mean, some of those vitamins and minerals are horse pills.
Yeah, some people, I hear that comment all the time. That pill is too big, and they try to grind it up, and then it tastes terrible. But two things you're getting out of a liquid. Number one, the ease in taking it. And number two, the absorption. And that's what I was really after. A lot of times you can take, well, here's where I kind of stumbled across some of the problems I found with capsules and tablets. I dealt with a lot of chiropractors, and, you know, when they take the x-rays or whatever, I found out from quite a few of them that you'd actually see the tablets and the capsules simply sitting in the bottom of the gut, just sitting there doing nothing because they didn't get digested.
Well, I got another story on that line for you. People used to tell me in different various in the industry that when they used to do the porta potties from different shows, and they'd rinse and clean those things out, and all the poop and everything else would wash away, but there'd be a pile of pills left, and they could even read which ones. Guess who? Centrum, one a day. I mean, they literally put a shellac on those things to make them look so pretty and slide down the throat a little easier, but they don't digest.
Well, that is exactly why I went down this road, and the very first product I came across was the colloidal silver, and then I came out with, there was a lot of publicity about colloidal minerals. I don't use the word colloidal for my minerals anyways. I just say the liquid, but I still use the word colloidal for my silver.
Uh-huh.
And then I developed over 70 products, just simply putting them in a liquid medium, and I mean, I've had many, many stories of people, for example, like glucosamine. A lot of people use glucosamine sulfate and MSM for, like, joints.
Uh-huh.
They're taking a tablet set of capsules, and they didn't get any results. And then you'd hear, well, I took your product, the liquid product, and it was unbelievable, the results that I got. Now, matter of fact, I can even tell you a story in the town where I live. I live in Escondido, California.
Uh-huh.
I went into the store, and the manager came running up to me and told me that her mother was in a wheelchair and hadn't been able to walk for a few months, was having lots of pain, lots of joint discomfort, and she was trying different types of glucosamine. Nothing worked. She took my bottle of glucosamine, and she goes, "My mother is walking."
Wow.
And, I mean, that's the kind of dramatic results.
Doesn't that bring a tear to your eye? That's the reason I do this stuff.
Well, it's a pure joy to know that you're helping people. And there's nothing better in life.
Truly helping people, not ripping them off, truly helping them. And by the way, your stuff tastes great.
Well, not all.
Everything except for one, except for the one that's got that grapefruit in there. And I didn't get warned too much, and I can't find the ingredient there. It says grapefruit, but it's definitely got some type of grapefruit extract.
Yeah.
The digestion one.
Yeah, some of the products are a little more difficult to flavor. We, you know, do the best we can to try to make them taste good. But some of the ingredients, is, unfortunately, they have alkaloids in them. They have different, you know, whatever the substances that build up those ingredients is, they simply just don't taste good.
Uh-huh.
But when you're dealing with your health, sometimes, you know, you got to take a bitter pill, let's put it that way, but a bitter liquid, because the results you get outweigh the taste that you might have. And so there's a couple things you can do to help with the taste. I suggest a lot of times you put them apple juice, orange juice.
Yeah.
And so you can mix them right in your foods, because a lot of times you won't taste anything then.
Yeah.
As long as you don't heat it though, right? I mean.
What's that?
Well, that's why it has to be kept refrigerated.
But I'm saying if you add it to your food, you don't want to be like, cooking your food, huh?
Hello. Our announcer is joining us tonight here, so she'll be joining in to dabble in this realm, because this is the stuff that fascinates her, and as well as so many others out there, I'm sure. So, hi.
Hi. Well, I just wanted, when talking about taste and so forth, the children's alien vitamin C tastes too good. My 4-year-old son makes a joyful candy out of them. In fact, he got scolded again today because the third bottle is gone.
Well,
and it's only been a matter of a week or so.
Fortunately, the potency is low enough, but the story that you're telling me, I hear that all the time. Kids just simply think they're candy.
Oh, yeah.
They taste so good.
Well,
yeah.
They are candy. They're right down the line of the candy I want to release, which is going to have vitamin C in it, just like this. So we're going to have some fun. So.
And I was telling Jeff, I said, I like the gummy alien idea. I said, it's so cute. I said, I wonder if the aliens have, like, gummy humans or something, you know?
Well, we can ask Fred that one.
That product line was actually developed, in a sense, from my daughter, my oldest daughter.
Yeah, let's
talk
about that a little bit, too, while we're on the subject. That's some amazing stuff.
Well, my daughter got involved in the business, and she's not real active, but we have a kid line called That Sarah's Business. My daughter's name is Sarah, and she is just absolutely wonderful to work with, because whenever I want to create a new product for kids, I simply ask her the name for it, and she simply spits it out instantly. She's great with marketing. I'll give you an example. I go, you know, I want to make a calcium product that's a liquid product, and it's good for the bones, or for calcium, for, you know, making sure the kids get enough calcium.
Uh-huh.
I go, give me a name. And she goes, well, how about Healthy Bone Stuff? From a kid's point of view, that's a perfect name.
Uh-huh.
And then I, same thing, I asked her, I said, well, we want to make a product that's good for the immune system. We put some echinacea, some herbs in there, and some colloidal silver, things that, you know, when you got colds or flu or whatever. What should we name it? She said, Mummy's All Better Formula.
That's a great one, too.
And no, and when I go to, when I go to research up, make sure no one has the name, none of them had them. And so I've got some fantastic names out of my daughter. The gummies are called Galactic Gummies.
That's great.
But that's what she does mostly, is name the products and then has fun spending the money.
Well, I think we should go with it, because I said the children will lead us through this, and the children have the knowledge right now. We're going to do the same with ours. Let them guide us, you know. That's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, I mean, I'm a big weenie when it comes to taking minerals. And since Jeff and I have been together for the last 10 years, trying some of the things that are out there. And, I mean, we've sampled and tried out some of the latest and greatest inventions. And, ooh-wee, they are not too pleasant. And so I was like, oh, these are great, I'm so excited, but, ooh, I'm just not really looking forward to the taste. And I've got my little shooter ready, you know, to pass. I'm like, hey, this isn't so bad. I can actually
take a bite
taste it, and it's okay. I don't have to have that chaser, so it's really cool.
Well, a lot of liquid mineral products were derived from Clark's Minerals, which the taste of that product is horrible to start with. And I put a small amount of Clark's Minerals, but then what I did is I added so much more minerals to my product, and then I was able to make the product taste good. So my mineral product tastes absolutely delicious. That's one of my products I can say tastes delicious. My vitamin formula, my multivitamin formula, tastes delicious. One of the products that doesn't taste so good but is my best seller is my joint formula, my glucosamine formula. There's a couple of ingredients in there. You just want to leave them in there, but they don't really, you know, like CMO and a couple of the others. They just don't. They're horrible for the taste, but they're so valuable for the benefit that I'm after the benefit more than I am for the flavor.
And again, that's where comes the integrity. This is the only kind of environment I want to be associated with now. It's just people of integrity of consciousness. It's real simple. We're out there to do it right. We're out there to be honest and truthful about it, and we're out there to give people solutions. So you've definitely been doing that. Now, how long has your company been out there, your company? Because you've worked with many other companies in the past.
Well, my company has been basically around for about 8 years, and I came out with my very first product, which was colloidal silver. I met a gentleman from Germany, a chemist. He had all kinds of different degrees. And he had this colloidal silver product, and I had never heard of it before. And so I did some research on it and found out colloidal silver was made back in the 30s or whatever, and was very effective as an antibiotic. And one day I was sitting at a bagel shop and was talking about this new product, this colloidal silver, and the gentleman behind me was a biochemist. And he had won a Nobel Prize for preservatives. And so he heard the story of me talking about the colloidal silver and said, hey, I'll do it for free, as a matter of fact. Let me test your product and let me see what it actually does. What different things does it kill? How effective?
Uh-huh.
What dosages it
100%,
work?
I'll bet.
Huh?
100%, I'll bet.
Well, there's different potencies out on the marketplace, of course. And a couple things that I was able to prove. Number one, it's completely non-toxic. That's important, of course.
Uh-huh.
Number two, the higher the potency, the more effective it was. And then we went up to really high potencies, and it still was completely non-toxic. And it was so effective that it was able to kill the AIDS virus. It kills all kinds of strep, staph, giardia, all kinds of bacteria. You can put it, I mean, I tell people a lot of times, if you get an earache, put it right in the ear, keep it in your ear for about 10 minutes, and then flush it out a little bit, and then put a little bit of hydrogen peroxide, your ear will actually open right back up, and you've actually killed off whatever is in there that caused the infection. I hear stories after stories after stories. A product is just a great product for your immune system. It's a great product for keeping your body protected from, you know, all the different organisms.
Well, you and I haven't had much of a chance to really talk about what I got started in, how I got started in the full thing. My first thing was silver, too. I was actually doing silver makers for people, and then people weren't making it correctly or they weren't filtering it correctly. So I got out of that. I didn't want the liability there. And I started making a really good silver product, and it was called Silver One. I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's still people out there ordering it, actually, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
You still have the product? Please send us some. So what I'll be doing now is putting your product in my bottles or using your labels or whatever. I don't care. We'll do something and make it work because, again, I'm about getting the answers and the solutions out there. But, yeah, silver, we're avid users of silver. I overdosed on silver to the point to where I did hair analysis, and I showed very high levels of silver. And they were thinking, oh, my God, you're toxic in silver. It's like, well, I could be, but my liver and kidneys are doing fine. I'm not turning gray or blue. So obviously it's working. My asthma, my allergies, my bronchitis, my sinusitis, all the problems I had are gone.
Asthma?
I said asthma. Well, I had asthma. That's a big one with a lot of people out there is asthma.
Well, the secret of making, from my point of view, the secret to making silver, and this is where most people, that they simply just don't know how to make it, is the molecule size.
Exactly.
And so we are able to make the molecule size small enough that it does not accumulate in the soft tissue, and so that the only side effect of colloidal silver is called algeria, which is a discoloration of the skin. And I've been selling this product for.
So this is a claimed. This is a supposed. Let me clarify this for you. I found this out recently. I wasn't sure if it was you that told me this or someone else. That somebody that was used for testing purposes to show that colloidal silver was toxic. It was a guy, he was in his 60s or 70s at that point, dipping his arms into silver nitrate tanks. He was a photo developer for over 50 years. And this is the guy they used to say, look, it's toxic.
Well, I think anything, you know, at that level is going to be toxic.
Well, that's silver nitrate. Crazy. That is something they put in our baby's eyes, or try to put in our baby's eyes, at least at my kids. I said, do not put that in my children's eyes. I have silver
here.
Do not put that poison in their eyes, please. Do not give them shots. Do not give them inoculations. Leave them alone. Stop. I mean, they treat them like little rag dolls in there. It's terrific what they do. I don't even want to talk about that.
The biochemist who did the research, he was so excited at the end, and he gave me all the research, and I got excited, too, because it was my product, of course, and I had lots of different competitors out there, and I have different potencies. I start at 500, I go up to 1,000, I go up all the way up to 2,000. I can actually make it all the way up to 22,000 parts per million.
And it stays in suspension?
Stays in suspension.
Wow.
You see these products out on the market, they say the optimum level of silver should be 3 to 5 parts per million are these low potencies. Well, if you ever go call the company and say, where did you come up with the word optimum, they'll never be able to tell you because they just made it up.
Right.
We actually did different potencies as we went up the scale and found out it got more potent. But what happens in the body, now if you take 500, and by the time it goes through your digestive tract and everything, you're down to about 100. And so the starting point from my point of view of a silver product is you at least have to have a minimum of 100 parts per million, but it has to start at 500.
To get all the way through the digestive tract, you're saying?
Well, yes, and to get it to be effective, right. where you get the results. And then people that are, you know, have some real major infections or... I am one of the main suppliers of all the cancer clinics in Mexico, so I've dealt with lots of people that are really sick. That's why I have that 2,000 parts per million silver. I would actually be comfortable giving someone 22,000 parts per million.
Question, do you have injectable quality silver? Or grade, I should say, not quality?
No, I do not, because if I were to do an injectable form of it, I don't think the FDA would let me.
Well, not here, but in Mexico.
Well, I'm sure you can do it down in Mexico, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is your quality at 2,000 parts per million safe to inject? Obviously, if you can ingest it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I was trying to clarify here.
Yeah.
wonderful, because I've got another doctor I'm going to have on next week, and hopefully you'll be listening into that show. Uh-oh, hold on a second. We got somebody trying to interrupt our radio show here.
Oh, sorry.
With a phone call, and I'm going to beat some Anyway, sorry about that, Ed.
No problem.
You know what it's like to have a young teenager in the house?
Yes, I do.
So
So anyways, and you're a young teenager, still in the house, but in a different realm, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show when you wanted to make your little personal announcement. So yes, silver. So you have a colloidal silver. You came out with a ionic colloidal silver, I should say, micro silver. And what did you start doing with the silver? I noticed you've got a very, very nice aloe silver I've been using that since we've gotten your products, which are wonderful, by the way. We are users of it and do recommend them highly. They're just amazing. What all have you done with the silver besides the colloidals and the liquids and the aloe?
Well, you know, I've added it to, I put it with echinacea. We also have the gel form, so you can use it for your skin. We also used to have it with a nasal sprayer, but now it became a medical device, so I had to sell the sprayer separately when people wanted to use it for that.
Well,
but you really don't need to.
I use spray tops and just spray it right in my nose, my ears, my eyes, my throat, and everywhere else in between, and head to toe.
Exactly.
And especially for you out there, you know, couples, I should say, intercourse, very effective for eliminating, transmitting anything.
It is. And, I mean, I could have kept on going, and I probably will keep on going. I mean, you can actually make wipes out of it. you know, back whenever, I don't know how many years back, but people used to take a silver dollar and put it in their thing of milk.
Well, that's what grandma used to
keep it fresh.
That's exactly what grandma used to do, keeping the milk and in their water. And that's another thing they used when they traveled the ships over the seas back from England coming over here, is they kept silver nuggets in their barrels.
And it works. It just gives them enough. It's putting out enough silver, and silver just is a wonderful natural antibiotic, is the only way I can describe it.
That's
what I was going to say. When Jeff and I first met and I discovered silver, I thought it was the greatest thing in the whole wide world. I decided that it had to be in every room of the house. We had, back when I ate meat, we had chicken, and it was, you know, it gets to that point where it starts to get a little funky, and you're like, should I or shouldn't I? What do? Could I cook it or throw it up?
I mean, it smells a little funky.
Yeah, you know, and what is it? It's bacteria. So Jeff said, spray silver on it. So okay, I sprayed it. I could not believe it. There was no more smell. Well, if the bacteria is gone, so therefore the chicken is now...
Your meat is safe to eat.
Your meat is safe to eat if you want to eat meat.
If you want to eat meat, exactly, meat eaters out there.
Well, another use, exactly what you're talking about, if you're going on international travel or really places where you know the water isn't too safe or the food isn't too safe, I mean, you still can go ahead and eat the food. Just take some silver along with it, and you'll prevent yourself from getting sick from Giardia or whatever in the water. So it's a great product to take on any kind of trip internationally because it will help you purify the water.
Food poisoning, anything.
Yep.
Cuts and scrapes, I mean, everything.
And unlike antibiotics, we don't have any of the side effects that antibiotics
right.
do. You know, you can take this.
Well, actually, silver does kill even the healthy microbes, so we still suggest it. I don't know if you do, Ed, but I would suggest taking good, healthy bacterial for it, which I know that you have because we have some of it. So that's important when you're using a silver regimen. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I used to have that question come up all the time. There is a lot of people out there selling the silver, but they're selling these 3 to 5 parts per million silver, and I actually know the guy who wrote the book for the 3 to 5 parts per million silver. He was a friend of mine, and basically those products simply didn't work, and I'm just trying to tell you that you need to have enough potency that the product's going to work.
Right. Yeah, my silver was at silver 60 to 70 parts per million, and it was effective, but it needed to be a little bit more. Actually, we started at 500, but we diluted our stuff down to 60, and we sold it that way because I don't want to get any high silver out there, high content, anything over 3 to 5, thanks to our supposed Big Brother's supposedly looking out for our best interests, the FDA, and not banning silver, and I didn't want that to happen, so I just tried to keep it under 100 at that point. But now that everybody's still doing it, they know they can't stop it because the people have grabbed on to truth. And just like homeopathics, on my last show, and the reason the AMA was one of my previous shows, the reason the AMA was created was actually to take out homeopathics. And because the people used it and believed in it, it still is strong as it ever was, and even stronger now because it's used and the people believe in it and they know it's truth.
So back to your other question, I kind of lost my thought, unfortunately. Sorry.
That's okay.
But we were talking about putting back good bacteria. Now, I used to get that phone call a lot. Companies would actually say that their silver only kills the good bacteria. And so people would call me. They go, well, this company's got this product, and it only kills the good bacteria. What do you say to that? I said, well, to be honest with you, their silver isn't killing good or bad, and I don't think colloidal silver knows if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. Mine is killing a lot of stuff,
right?
Good and bad.
Right.
So you simply need to put some acidophilus or some...
Well, the way I look at silver is it comes in as God. It just wipes out both armies, everything.
Yep.
Okay, no more battles, no more fights. It's over with. Your guys are done. You had your chance. You're gone.
And then you put the brand new
army in there, and that's the healthy, you know, proactive enzymes and active... acidophilus and bisodophilus and all the active strains. I mean, there's a lot of them, folks, so make sure you get as many as possible. So let's keep on going, Ed. Where are we going with tonight's show? I'm going to let you kind of play with this one.
Well, if you get a chance to look at the website, I gave a real simple domain name that you can remember. It's the healthy-shopper, but the dash kind of throws people. We have the healthy-shopper right now domain name, but it's kind of funky. It doesn't get you there. You just yet. Some advertising company took it, so we're trying to get it back away from them because they diverted it.
I can help you with that, Ed.
I'll
never bother you again.
Well, actually, it was my computer guy. He actually went and took the name, my domain name, when I sent him to go get it, told me it wasn't available, and then told him I needed a dash. So 3 years later, when I went back to go get it, found out he had it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know people
bad
are.
Energy. So, I don't want that guy's karma.
but here's the easy way to remember. If you go on my website, you got everything by categories. You have all the products. They have all the ingredients. It's simply, like you said at the beginning of the show, it's just the number 4, hot, H-O-T, body, B-O-D-Y, .com. And you will take you right to my website, and you'll be able to read about all the products, the ingredients, and you can order online. And there's my picture on there. You'll see me. You'll actually see my daughter also, Sarah.
Actually, see her growing up because we have some of the products when she was young, and then another product when she's older.
You'll see my logo for Vital Kinetic Life, which is from you, your machine. I've been charging my.
That's way too cool.
Yeah, that was funny when I went on site and I go, that's the machine.
Amazing how we all come together.
thank you, Spirit. This is awesome. We're having a lot of fun with this, Eddie. You're going through some stuff right now, which we'll probably talk about in a little bit. We're halfway through the show, so our lovely announcer is going to do a little quick announcement for our listeners out there to please call in.
Yes, again, those toll-free numbers of the U.S. are 877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international, 530-876-3222.
Thank you. So, Ed, where are we going? We got about we got 20 minutes. I'm going to still stay under my schedule. Don, producer, if you're listening, I'm going to still stay under the 55-minute schedule here for you guys. So where are we going to go tonight, Ed?
Well, let me tell my saga of my son. And simply because I think it's it will touch people's hearts, and we all have I push forward for integrity and truth like you do, and I've been, you know, my hero in my life was my son, and so, you know, we all have to deal with that, and there's a lot of stress along with that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're dealing with, you know, people that don't have the kind of light and integrity that we wish we all had.
Yeah.
If you want me to talk about that a little bit,
sure,
I will.
Sure. No, that's why I said your son's in another dimension right now, but he's definitely around. He's been around here quite a bit.
Especially
when I'm building the machines, he's just jumping around like, ooh, well, he wants to be in there.
I think people would find it interesting that, you know, I actually got a phone call from heaven.
please tell that story. That's a great one. Please.
That is a good one. And then at the end, maybe I could tell at least one of my sales stories because I've had so many experiences with sales doing the opposite, just so people, you know, realize, you know, people simply want you to tell the truth.
Yes.
When they ask you a question, you give them the truth as an answer. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to create all these little techniques. If you just stay centered in the truth, people respond to that much more.
Yeah. Well, especially if you can back that truth up with proof.
Yep. Well, and you follow up what you say.
So continue. Let's get into the story.
Well, September 15th, my 17-year-old son took my BMW 840, and he crashed right down the street. I live on a beautiful 40-acre ranch in California here. It's simply a blessing from God. I mean, you see this place, you see what I'm talking about. He loved this place, so I had given it to him. And he used to have his friends over here and everything else. But I've gone through a 7-year divorce, and I've been battling against really a tyrant of an attorney who jeopardized the life of my son. And my son was, at the end, somewhat abandoned by his mother. And when he was trying to call his friends that night, they weren't answering because they were all busy, but they were coming over later. And he panicked, and he simply grabbed the keys to my car. He didn't have his license or anything, and ran down the road and crashed. And that's been, obviously, when we lose a child or anyone, it's very painful.
Well, before we get on in the story, this isn't the first time.
Well, my son, as the divorce kept on, you know, the attorney, you know, basically what they wanted to do was two things, really to destroy me financially and to take my children away, because that would get me back somehow.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess that's what it was all about. To me, I've never tried to take my kids from my ex-wife. Love my kids. I was a soccer coach, did all those things that we do as a parent. And so this thing got so ugly that my son got very depressed and ended up in a mental hospital. And so the first time he went, I got a letter from my ex-wife's attorney who said, in light of the circumstances, I think we better settle. And I'm like, oh, you think so? Yes, absolutely. And my son he would not eat. And so I went into his room, explained to him that this thing was over. He was actually acting out this stuff because he was trying to get his mother, really, to stop, and her attorney to stop all this madness and destruction of our family. And so I went in there, told him that it's over, and I got my son to eat. And so 3 days later, her attorney decided to renege on the deal. And my son ended up in the hospital 6 more times. I ended up having to take him for that electric shock treatment. Did not want to, but on the other end, if I didn't follow doctor's orders, they would take my son, and my son did not want to go live with his mom. She had kicked him out like 3 years prior.
God, that must have killed you. I mean, you're just stuck in the system.
Oh, it was awful, because I'd take him, and he'd get in the car. He didn't know who he was. He was whatever they do electrically to you, I don't know. My son is an interesting guy. He did get electrocuted a few years before that. When he was healthy, he was with a friend out in I have these avocado groves, and a power line came down, one of the big ones, the 5,000 volts or watts or whatever, and it started a fire in the grove, so he took his shoe off to put the fire out and got electrocuted. It shot through his back and through his feet, and by the time I'm in the house watching TV and everything's flickering, so I started going out the door, and I hear his friend saying, David got electrocuted. So by the time I got to him, he was dead. As far as I'm concerned, he was lifeless. And so I ran and got the car. I'm trying to dial 911. Couldn't get through. Line was busy. So I simply put my kid in the car, and I started driving down the freeway very fast, trying to get him to the hospital. And about halfway there, he wakes up. And he's groaning, and he wakes up, and he simply goes, where have you guys been? And we go, well, why? He goes, I've been looking for you for days.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I'm jumping up top the mountaintops. And I've been looking for you guys. And he was probably out at that point maybe 15 minutes at the most.
Wow.
And so for whatever reason, God in his mercy simply put him back into his body, and he came back to life. And my son was always into electronics. I mean, he's built all kinds. That's why your piece of equipment was so fascinating to me and him. After he crashed the car down the street on September 15th, he died instantly, so he went quickly. I've had some – the kid, it's, as far as I can tell, is here at the ranch a lot. I did get a call one time at the same time on a Friday right before he died. This is weeks later. My phone rang, and it was his cell phone, which we never found. We didn't know where it was, and it ended up being at the coroner's office. It was in his pocket, apparently.
But this is after he died.
Huh?
After he died.
After he died.
Yeah.
And so what I didn't know, but he knew, is the phone was in a package out in the mailbox in front of my house, and it was off. And so I called Verizon and said, I got this phone number from this phone. My son, I explained it to him, and they said, yeah, we see it coming in, but we have no idea where it came from. And so, and that is my son, and my son was like that. He was loved by all his friends, loved by me. I was there for him every step of the way, so I have no regrets. But it's just, so I have like this need or this burden, if you want to call it, to have enact some kind of legislation or something. I don't necessarily want to go through saying you've got to go through the government or whatever. I have some kind of citizens group that when children are used in a divorce and they're used as weapons and they're abused or whatever, there's got to be someone out there that can protect them.
Yeah,
I mean, I wrote a letter.
That's why we use the words in our disclaimer, conscious lawyer.
A
conscious lawyer would not do that.
Oh, this lady had no absolutely. And it,
no
then when he died, well, then everybody's like, oh, whoa. Now look what we've done.
Yeah, it's your fault. He was in your care, of course. Yeah,
well, of course, you know, you can twist it, but I've got all the doctors and medical. My son's story was very consistent, all his friends. I love my dad. I know my dad's taking care of me. I just wish my mom and her attorney would stop this worthless, mindless game. And so, unfortunately, that was an unfortunate situation. But fortunately, from another end, as she was trying to destroy me financially, I get the impression that my son, who was very manipulative with me, would always convince me into different things. It was very, very good. He was into Hebrew. This kid was into a lot of interesting stuff.
There's another correlation.
A short
story we can tell there, Ed, about the spinning Merkaba on my website.
Yes, and I saw that, and it looked like a Star of David, but I wasn't quite sure. My son's name was David. He used to write the Star of David everywhere, and we've actually started a ministry here in honor of him at the ranch. And I'll just read it. It says, we called it The Firm, Home of David's Mighty Men, and that's referring to David in the Bible. He had these mighty men. And David Edward Ayala, born 11/16/1988, entered God's embrace 9/15/2006, on Mountain Meadow Road, walking distance from his heaven on earth, because this was his heaven on earth. He loved it. Anybody that ever gets the opportunity to come here, which you will be soon, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it says, God's word says, there is no greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friends. And as far as the sense I get is my son saw me struggling for 7 years trying to solve this problem, this obstacle, and he saw he knows his dad's abilities and everything, and to him, if my dad can't do it, no one can.
Oh,
and he knew where to go to get it done.
Yes, we got that motto here.
Okay, just gave me a little scare there.
And I could just see my son up there. We make jokes about it all the time. Matter of fact, I even wrote it on his door. I said, you know what? My son's probably up there manipulating God. In a good way. I say in a good way, though.
Yeah, okay.
And my life has just did a flip-flop. And I've been led down all kinds of roads now. And this thing is... my ex-wife's attorney has quit. I mean, these things are just falling like a domino effect. And then, and I do need to thank you, Jeff, for all the work that you've done to help me, because at one point recently, I'm almost to a point of losing my ranch. Someone trying to steal it from me. And I stopped a trustee sale 7 times. And now I think I've stopped it forever.
Well, you have.
And this all came from you, and you obviously know how I feel about that. And this place was his, and I'm protecting it. But there's, you know, you have to be led in the right directions, And I know it's not me. And I simply know it's my son. And we have lots of weird things that go on here. It'll be no wind at all. We have a tire that he used to swing on all the time. And you look out there, and that tire is swinging back and forth. And we all know it's him. I mean, I don't know how much God allows you to come back into this realm, how close that other realm is, but David is very real.
Well,
I know
he's
up there.
You know what I haven't told you, Ed, yet?
What's that?
Is that, you know, my mom's passed over.
Yes.
And my wife's father's passed over. He's with some really good people right now.
very, very
big, big, conscious, beautiful people. Beings, I should say.
Well, I know my son. He is a character, and I know whoever he's hanging out with, he's bringing them over here. And
we get along fine with our parents then, because they're quite the characters.
So I believe I was led to you by him.
Yeah.
And because you had some pieces to the puzzle that I needed. And the only way I can describe it, at one point, it seemed like I was on my life was going crazy. I was on a roller coaster ride, kind of in the galaxy with my son, and he's up on the front with his hands up. Are you having fun now, Dad? I go, no, please stop. And he goes, it's like he said, Dad, I've got you covered. Don't worry about it. All is well.
Yeah.
And it is a story like that.
Well, I hope you have a lot of video of him, because when I get there tomorrow night, I want to start watching some.
I have some stuff, yes, right, that I think you will enjoy. But I'm looking forward to showing you the ranch, and thank you for letting me come on your program.
Hey, it's been an honor. Let me just explain a little bit about what we did for him, folks. His ranch was going into an auction. We stopped the auction. We got trusts put in place. And these are impenetrable trusts, by the way, to somebody I had on one of my last shows, Richard Young from AssetPro.com, or AssetPro.us, sorry. And then we got the land patent. Now, that's something I'd like to talk a little bit about, maybe for the next couple minutes we got here. That's something people really need to start understanding. I'm talking to people out here, a lot of which are Mormons, and they're getting little whips of wisps of information of how to protect themselves, but nobody's ever giving them the solution. And honestly, people, the only thing you can save your property with is the land patent at this time. And with what's going on with Bush and Congress, which I don't know if you've all heard of, he's literally cut Congress off. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of our country since we've had a government that was supposed to be run by the people. And he's not going to do anything they say at this point. Any federal agency or state agency that doesn't go along with him is an enemy. So it's going to get pretty interesting right now. And I just say stay in the light, stay in truth, keep your integrity in place, and everything will be just fine.
In this land patent that we got, we found it. I already had one on my property, but I wasn't aware of it.
Your specific property too. That was so cool.
It was, yeah. Jeff goes on. He talks to the head guy in Los Angeles for the Bureau of Land Management.
Uh-huh.
He gives them my APN number. They find a land patent that was done in 1928 and signed by the president, Calvin Coolidge.
Isn't that cool? It's so cool.
And it was really cool.
And it specifically said 40 acres. So the other one,
yep,
I found that they contain other people's property too. They're not sectioned off.
Yeah,
it was your property. This is a meant to be thing. We are so on path.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I mean, we're having fun here. Let's talk a little bit. We got a few minutes. Wet or water?
Well, I think that's where another thing where we match very well. Since I make liquid products, obviously the water is very important. And so I've known for a long time that you can actually break the tension of the water down, or the viscosity of it, make
it... Dyne surface tension, yes.
Yes, and there's different ways to do that, so that the water becomes more absorbable.
Correct.
And so, of course, I'm trying... My whole thing is making liquid products so that they're more absorbable, so it makes sense, obviously, to make a better water.
Ooh. I've got a few minutes here. We got to announce. We're going to have Dr. Emoto speak in Salt Lake City, and I think I told you about this. We are going to be the masters of waterology, brother. I'm telling you.
This is very exciting. We are right in a position right now to get the funding to build our water plant and put out some water products, and I'd like to see some single-dose products where you could take a product for that particular day that's good for your brain, take a product maybe for that day that's good, you know, just...
Something to wake you up,
vitamin formulas.
Uh-huh.
And you can create some, you know, there's another company that does that out there. I can't remember what the name of it. But it's just, I'm sure we'll do a better job.
Oh, well, definitely. Put you these guys together, well, oh, my God.
The thing is you and I separately have already been doing an amazing job. I got a lot of people out there that can speak for what I've done for them. And you as well, probably longer than me in that realm because you've actually had your product on the market. I've worked to get to that point, and now thanks to you, you're going to help me get there. So it's been an exchange of energy, and that's how it should be.
I want to go back to your logo. I love your logo, that spinning Star David. I mean,
well, it's not mine. I'm not going to claim that.
Okay, it was cool, though.
Somebody else created that, but they gave me permission to use it. So, yeah. And I think, you know, anybody in the realm of consciousness and light, anything I've got, use it. Take it. I tell people, take it off my website.
It's all
about
sharing.
It's all about sharing.
Well, I saw that thing, and it looked like the Star David, but I wasn't quite sure, and then had someone else look at it, and we came up with the same conclusion. Because that, to me, that was our match. That was the proof that we were supposed to be, joined together in some projects here. And when I asked you and you said, yep, it's the Star David, that's just too funny.
They're finding out that you're using the biophoton that we manufacture.
Yes. And I've done some interesting things about that. We could talk about that another time, though.
We are going to have some amazing stuff to talk about. I can tell you that much. But you and I are going to be a regular on the show in the coming near future as we start launching this water stuff. As our listeners know, Ed Hardy's water now is all over the world, and Oprah's drinking it, and we just got pictures of Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. Not that these names mean anything to me, but it's a vehicle to get the information out there, to educate people, to let them know that there's a solution. There is a solution. Hallelujah, there's a solution.
Amen.
And I say solution to everything, because we're going to be working on self-sustaining communities, free energy houses, you name it, from anti-gravity to alien technology. It's not alien. It's been here for a long time. We're going to play with that and be using that in our facility. And so I'm going to be sharing some pretty amazing stuff with you, as I'm sure you are, and it's going to all start tomorrow night. I'm heading out there.
Yes, and I want to say one last thing. I used to do seminars in health food stores and doctors, for patients or whatever. I've done quite a few. And I used to go back to just the basics. Number one, the water you drink. What kind of water are you drinking?
That's
very important. Let's start just with the basics. Number two, are you breathing?
Yeah.
Are you taking deep breaths? Are you getting enough air?
Yeah.
I mean, and people look at you like, I thought you were going to talk about your vitamins. I'm like, I am eventually here, but let's get down to the basics first.
Right.
We don't even do the basics. And then, are you eating decent food? I mean, are you, getting some good raw vegetables and some organic stuff.
Usually it's no.
Yep, if you're not doing the basics, really, yes, we can supplement them. We can give you some vitamins and try to help you out here. But we really do need to take a close look at the basics.
Yeah. Stay away from the processed foods and try and avoid as much meat as you can.
Well, Ed, I'm going to have to say thank you. And again, it was a major honor, and it's been an honor, and it's going to be a continuing honor to know you and to share our lives together. I'm going to have to close out the show here, but again, I want to thank you, Ed, for being on tonight.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and it was an honor for me, too.
Oh, great, wonderful. Do you want to read this out, or am I reading this out?
Go right ahead, Miller.
Well, that's the end of tonight's show, folks, and many thanks go out to our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he and all those involved have done with BBS Radio Network. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, and consciousness, and so much more directly through the Internet. Now we can finally get the truth out there to those who are so desperately seeking it. Thanks for tuning in, conscious listeners, and be sure to tune in next week with Dr. Antonio Jimenez from hopeforcancer.com. That's hopecancer.com, a leading world expert now in cancer and how to truly heal through natural and even sometimes conventional means, which we'll discuss on that show. Bye for now. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. And may your lives be filled with a great joy and wonder always. Love and light to all.